a word for you from Luke chapter 11, verses 31 and the first part of 32. The queen of the south will rise up at the judgment with the men of this generation and condemn them, for she came from the ends of the earth to hear the wisdom of Solomon, and behold, something greater than Solomon is here. The men of Nineveh will rise up at the judgment with this generation and condemn it. And then it goes on to repeat similar words, that something greater than Nineveh, Jonah, and that situation is now here and evident, which should turn us away from sin and towards God. So the point that the Lord Jesus is making is that the queen of the south, that was the queen of Sheba, came from Africa all the way to observe what she had only heard rumors about. She desperately felt in her heart that she must witness this for herself. A righteous act. Even in the midst of the darkness, here was the queen of the south, coming to Solomon and wanting to see for herself the wisdom that the rumors had spoken about. And she did not go back disappointed. That's why she could say, "What I have seen, the half that I had heard was never told. It is more than I could have imagined." And the Lord says, "But one who is greater than Solomon is here." And just as it was true in that generation for the people who were hearing these words from the Lord Jesus, so too it is also true in this generation, for God has got His people with His Holy Spirit in them, speaking His word. We have the Bible. Something greater than Solomon is here. The Lord Jesus is present on earth through His Holy Spirit. Are you repenting, or are you like the generation that seeks a sign? And the Lord Jesus says that generation is evil. Leso sizukulwane esifuna into enkulu ukwenzeka kuyisizukulwane esibi. And the Lord Jesus refuses to give a sign to them. And just as the queen will stand up, so too the men of Nineveh of that generation will rise up as well. Will you be ready?